Hello, everybody. Hello. Are you radiating today? Well, of course you are, but what are you radiating? Peanut butter sandwiches or higher frequency energy, frustration, anxiety, love, passion, compassion? What's up with you? I love to talk about how we went to see the Dalai Lama in a huge stadium, and it was really a big place. We were way up at the end, and he was radiating so strongly, such high frequency energy, that I just felt, how does he do that? Oh my gosh. And I also talked about how when we were walking in past all the people or through all the throngs of people coming from parking spots and so on, it was amazing because the radiance, the common collective radiance that day was very high and loving. And I don't think I've ever been in a crowd before where the essence of the radiance, the feeling that day was so loving. It made me cry, actually, because it's such a relief. So I hope you can hear me. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I love working with you on air live. I love working with you privately in sessions. You can always have a session with me. You can email me, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle.com. Or I'll give you a phone number. You can call me at 510-595-5564, 510-595-5564 if you would like a personal session. And in the sessions, we work sort of similarly to the radio show in which the guides and angels are so stunning. They do the same thing they do when you call into the show, which is they take a look at you and they relay back through visuals, through sound, through sometimes smell, sense, and so on, what's a drive in you? What are you trying to accomplish in this life? And it's so amazing. If it's a cellular accomplishment, what happens is it drives you into life, into your life, and you attract back to yourself some pretty big challenges. Most of us really get challenged in this life for, I think the challenges are as much to give you the motivation to find out what's really true about you, or if you want, you can kind of close down and hold back from life. And if we believe in life after life, which a lot of us do, I'm not sure quite what I believe, that there's an ongoing process of the soul without a doubt, and I know that we're encoded with a terrific amount of information that's not obvious in the third dimension, meaning, you know, people say, oh, I was Queen Nefertiti. Well, you should actually find deep within yourself that you and many of us will have an imprint of the intelligence, the wisdom, and so on that Queen Nefertiti put into the collective, or somehow you're in the lineage that has the imprint in it. Perhaps you were her. Perhaps you were just embodying a part of her. I'm not quite sure, but I like the idea of imprinting. The thing about imprinting is you could have actually just taken on some small imprint from, the French Revolution of a woman who was beheaded, which tells me that you could actually understand what it's like to die for your principles instantaneously. Maybe you've got a sore neck from having been beheaded in some other life. Anyway, the long and the short of my long description here is we radiate a whole bunch of reactions, as well as soul drives, as well as passionate understanding of what our spiritual evolution wants to look like. We radiate all that out into the collective. The collective is, as you know, is the juice that's from everybody's thoughts and feelings that's been going on for thousands of years. And we breathe it, we think it, we smell it, whatever. And here on this show, and like many other healers I'm working with these days, or know or don't know, like many of us, we're trying to teach one another to individuate. That means pull yourself out of the collective enough and really tap into the resources, the drives, the passions, the understandings, the past life talents and gifts, the absolutely quantum leap talents and gifts that you could possibly stretch into in this life, because we're talking about conscious evolution. It's going to change your radiance. So that means you're going to radiate consciously. You're going to put out in a mall, in one of those dreadful places that I find so frustrating at times, and so many other people say that. You're going to be able to go into a mall and send out a higher frequency energy. The other thing we're going to learn to do, which a lot of you are working on, is we call in the presence of the higher. I call it calling up the healing, calling in the presence of our guides and angels and our higher selves, so that that mingles with your own personal process, and that personal process comes together and helps again to increase your radiance as you go out into the world. And you know, we're vibrational vehicles of light. We're energy beings, and as you present your energy out into the world consciously, you find that you create very different outcomes than you might have if you're just hanging, letting your energy fields hang out there and draw in, because our energy actually magnetizes experiences, literally creates our experiences and our drama, and you literally draw in repeated patterns and patterns that you don't really necessarily want. We have to get conscious to step out of unconscious evolution or devolution, as the case may be. Anyway, this is a call-in show. Radiance by Design is a call-in show, and we offer meditations to help you release. My guides always say that 95% of the job is clearing, meaning you're clearing your past, you're clearing what you picked up perhaps at the mall or wherever from sometimes people close to you, people that you absolutely love. It's not a crime to radiate something that's of a lower consciousness or that's a frustrated energy. It's just our job is to clear it a lot. So we're going to do some clearing today. We're going to do some meditations. You're going to call in and ask questions. And we're going to talk more about the family. This is my third week talking about the family, because our family of origin is a really amazing nest for us, in which we learn to discover what we really are. It's where we create a kind of our own collective. It's a family collective, and it comes from a combination of things. It comes from the interaction between you and the other souls there, like your mom and dad and your brothers and sisters and so on, aunties, uncles, grandparents. It creates sort of a collective, and a lot of people find that it's not their choice. And then if you decide to individuate in the family, or you come in, and many of you listening to Radiance by Design or listening to BBS Radio at all, wonderful BBS, thank you, Don and Seth, most of you listening actually are not people that could stay in the collective of the family of origin. You're all kind of disruptors. The disruptor is one who pulls herself out of that context and begins to discover what's really true for her, and often won't play the game of the family, because it would co-opt or numb, if you will, or negate a lot of the truth of who you are. So that's kind of interesting too. So a whole bunch of people will phone and say, oh heavens, my family's mean to me, I can't get along with them. And I'll go, yep, that's a part of becoming a whole person or a healer, because when you disrupt your family of origin to really work toward being who you are, it's actually kind of insulting to a lot of people. They can't really feel, I don't mean think, they might think differently, but feel, they can't feel safe when you're ripping the fabric of that which is known as home and family safety and so on. And you'll rip it by asking questions, by moving into arenas that they don't approve of. In my case, I'm an intuitive, and sometimes people don't approve of that. You know, because it scares people, because they think you're going to, maybe in the spiritual mode, you're going to be possessed by the devil, or if it's somebody hiding stuff, they might be afraid that you'll look at them. You know how little kids are? Don't look at me. And, you know, you can't really heal that until you come to terms with who you truly are. And then you start to reveal that you're actually all right, and that you're a contributor, and that you're loving, and so on. And then people can begin to feel, if they choose to, safer with you. But by this time, you've probably felt a bit of rejection and so on. And that's true of any groups of people. When you start to really be who you are, guess what? You're going to cause problems. No wonder they turn their back on you. You're messing up their lives. So we're going to talk about that today, and we're going to field your calls, of course, and take a look at you and what's going on with you, and do some energy transformation exercises to help you step out of what's been going on in your life and where you're caught by things like the family of origin. We're going to do our structural meditation. We always start this show with a meditation, And the guides have taught me these structures, which are, and they were telling us earlier to look up Merkaba. You know, I always say to you, this is a light body, and they're saying, look it up again on the web. Or they said, Google it, and they giggle. Google, giggle. And so I did. And what I like to tell you is that when we do the structures, these are vibrational shapes and tools. They are very much the Merkaba. The reason I didn't always call, well, I have said that before, but I'm learning more about the Merkaba today. The Merkaba is the light body that helps us. We got to really associate with our light body in order to move dimensions. And this is the time that the vibrational reality on the planet and in the universe is changing very fast. And many, many people are moving out of whatever convention they were born and raised in and beginning to be in charge of their energy fields. I was listening to Carolyn Mace's latest group of CDs, and these ones are on self-esteem, and they're really interesting. And what she was reminding us is something you and I know, but I'm going to say it because it's really pithy to really think about this, that this is a time in history where the entire collective is turning into more of an awareness of self. And it's no accident that we have cell phones and we have PCs, you know, computers. We have a life which we can operate through our own connection. It's very private, isn't it? People don't answer each other's phones anymore. Most people don't use each other's computers. And, you know, it can be very dangerous for kids and so on. However, on the other hand, it can also be very illuminating. And it's connecting us around the world. It's a very exciting time. And so the other thing about this is as this increases, now this is an option. If you use your cell phone and if you use your computer and you just suck in what the mass, the collective, is sending to you, then you're really not going to evolve or individuate. But it is a tool of individuation if you begin to make choice. That's that famous word these days. You make choice about how you're spending the time on the cell phone or on the computer so that it's for your personal enhancement or personal evolution. And that's pretty interesting. So we'll come back to the Merkaba or the structures, which are self. It's like a part of our individuation is coming into touch with or aligning with the awareness of our own vibrational fields, and that each of us has. Like a cell phone. Instead of a cell phone, it's a structure of energy around us which we can build on, which we can create a higher and higher awareness of. We can improve its capacity to move. We can shine it up. We can grease it, oil it, change it, and turn it into a vehicle with which we can shift dimensions. And this is very exciting. This is the time in which we're living. And the downloads coming from the universe are really outrageous these days. And in that, there's a terrific amount of information which is pushing us to evolve even faster. My guides were talking about that the other day. They said I would start getting really spaced again for a while. Being in Gemini, I guess being spaced isn't such a surprise. But that I would be very spaced, and this might be true for you too, which is why I'm saying it, that I would be very spaced for a while as I move and change again and realign identity-wise and consciousness-wise with a new way of being. And that's somebody phoned me, and she was telling me that in the full moon, what somebody said was Gemini and somebody else said was Taurus, so maybe somebody will call in and tell me. But in any case, during the time of the full moon, we're going to feel that the downloads are pushing us so that we have to change inside, that there's this energy moving through. And if you look at it another way, you'd say it's downloads of information that are giving us the capacity and the ability to expand and move through things at a speed, at a rate, at a comprehension we never have before, meaning you're going to shift your identity. Yes, sirree, we're no longer going to be simply attached to one another in the convention. We're going to start to become more and more. We're already started, but we're going to continue to become more and more consciously individuated. Isn't that exciting? Are you all excited now? All right, so let's start with our meditation. So we're going to talk about the Merkaba, we're going to talk about families, and we might even talk about marriage. And I'm not really sure if we're going to have time for that. And my paradigm shifter following is Liz Mitten Ryan. Now Liz is one with the herd. Talking about the collective is really going to be a gas talking with her, because she lives in Kamloops, British Columbia. She has a wonderful ranch with a herd of horses. And she has learned through stillness, through beingness and through a passion for animals and horses to be one with the herd. Meaning, I used to always say, you know, horses breathe up each other's nose because they have a herd consciousness. And once they breathe and they snort when you're there, they take on your frequency and recognize you as part of the herd, if that's the case. In any case, that herd consciousness, that vibration, she's learned to be in there with them and has learned to communicate with them and has a great deal to share about the evolution of horses these days. It's not necessarily, apparently they've always been wise and sensitive beings, but they've been so suppressed, abused, and damaged, and kind of like we have been. And they're also, the guides are saying, rising out of a certain kind of, what would you call it, curtailment, into their herd. A better way to put it is their herd consciousness is raising itself, and it's moving very swiftly right now, and they're communicating quite clearly about what their role is. So I'm pretty excited to talk to her. But in the meantime, so that's at 5 o'clock today on the same station, 5 to 6 o'clock. Again, that's Liz Mitten Ryan. And you can check her website, onewiththeherd.com, if you want to be prepared. It's going to be really interesting. She's an amazing woman. So let's go back to pulling ourselves out of the herd mentality of human beings, which is sometimes comprised of that which is left over as opposed to that which we seek and grow with. And we'll start with our Merkaba meditation, or our structures. The guides like to call them the structures. And let's do that meditation again. A lot of you tell me that you love this. I was doing a group the other night, and one of the women got so dizzy she thought she was going to have a heart attack. I know she wouldn't. I knew that she wouldn't. What she did was, in the middle of this structure, this dark patch, a subconscious program, flipped up out of her belly and just went up through her body. She sweat like mad and became this purple light inside. And she was scared she was going to die, but I knew she was just getting lighter. And sometimes it is a death, isn't it, when you release a certain part of your identity. Because a dark patch that's in the belly area certainly represents where you're holding that in your belly represents an influence on your identity and a limitation that you bought into for some reason or another, no judgment here. But if we can release these energetically, we sometimes don't even need to parse them to find out what's in there. Find out, what did you do? Why did you do it? Oh, good grief. It's not necessary. Just pop them out and get lighter and freer. Oh, right. Let's get to work on the structures. Then I'm going to give you the numbers, and I want you to call in, please, about your life and any of those subjects or something else if you want to. So now, everybody, take a few deep breaths. Let's ask and intend, to be connected to the higher beings, our higher selves, those higher beings of light and consciousness that can support us through this show today and help us to feel the healing that we're all moving through. Let's ask and intend to relay higher frequency energies all over the planet and really put a bubble effervescence through the collective. And let's ask and intend to be in greater association with your higher self and higher beings of light, love, consciousness, truth, grace. Goodie. Now let's focus above your head, perhaps 2 miles, and see there a golden ball. You see a golden ball below your spine, perhaps 40 feet. And draw a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your body, through your spine, into the lower golden ball. How does that feel? And now take another golden ball and focus it 40 feet in front of you. And another one 20 feet behind you, around the waist height. And now draw, just a curve from the front golden ball all down the side, passing your body at about 8 feet out, and right into the back one. So what we're doing is creating kind of a ship, a boat. And this is the deck. So again, it's 40 feet ahead, 8 feet on side to side, and 20 feet behind. That's it. And you draw a golden line from the front golden ball to the back, and it's in kind of a soft, curved shape. Now, from the upper golden ball to the sides of the ship, drop many, many filaments of light. And from the sides of the ship to the lower golden ball, many, many filaments of light. And now you're kind of in the middle of this great ship. And bring on your crystal ball. To me today, the crystal ball is full of these amazing jewel colors, plus a lot of kind of sky blue and silver and white. What has yours got in it? And what do you feel in the crystal ball? I feel a softer, feminine presence. It always feels kind of soothing, a little cool and warm at the same time. And now move within that into your star tetrahedron. And Bob was carefully explaining an easy way to define how to design your star tetrahedron for those who don't know yet. You have a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. Turn the top one 60 degrees so the points are in slightly different places. And now squish. Put your hand on the top point and your hand on the bottom point. And squish them so they go like two-thirds of the way through. Now you got yourself a three-dimensional star. Can you get that? If you have trouble with that, just do the double tetrahedron. The star is really wonderful. Sit inside your star, and now let's all spin together. Spin and spin and spin and spin to raise your field, your frequency, to feel good, to release anxieties. Spin and spin, and whilst you're spinning, see in front of you on a magical screen little movies of what it is you want to create in your world. What do you want to create for yourself? I always want multidimensionality, love. What do you want to create in your work? Perhaps resources? Love, relationships, forgivenesses. Perhaps more projects. Global service. Good work. Keep spinning. Anything else that you want to sort out? Problems to solve, health issues. Don't forget to take into your spinning imagery, anyone who's ill that you're worried about. Spin them, spin them. Now pull yourself back into the spinning star tetrahedron. And here we are all together again. I could really feel that, could you? What we want to talk about today is, I love that, eh? They were talking today about checking online, so I did. So I have some information about the Merkaba. I didn't bring the numbers in, Bob. Isn't he wonderful? He tolerates that I ask him to get something for me. Because I really want you to call in when you've got a minute here. I'm going to call in and talk about what you're doing. Now, the Merkaba is our light body, and so what you see, if you close your eyes, you can probably see it. You see the star tetrahedron that we created. See it all around your body. And if you look at the top points of the star, stick your arms out, and they fill that. And if you look at the bottom points of the star, stick your legs out, and we feel that. And that this Merkaba actually is, actually what it is it's, I haven't got the right page here, so I don't want to shuffle my pages. But anyway, it's really a frequency. You know, if you can move your frequency, you can raise your fields and frequency, you can create a reality way beyond that which you have right now. It seems like we can create way beyond the third dimension. Now, the third dimension is probably within a certain range of frequencies, and the Merkaba is a tool that you've used to tour the universe. The guide said that we would be touring the universe in our Merkabas in a wee while. And I wonder if they've got used Merkaba a lot. Do you think that they could sell us different shapes? Because when I went through Drunvalo's workshop some years ago, I remember, you know, being an intuitive. I'm sitting inside looking at the Merkaba the way he described it. Mine did not look like that. And if you do a little bit of research, you find that people have slightly different pictures of what it looks like. So you can actually trust yourself to go inside and do some very intense breathing or sharp meditation or one of these structural meditations. And they change shape a lot. Sometimes the guides will say, okay, this and that, and then I go in, and what I see is, instead of a crystal ball, I'll see a disc there. And so as I went through the web on it just for a few minutes before this show, I realized that that's a part of our spiritual learning. Our spiritual learning tells us when we've evolved a certain way or we're moving. It's all about movement inside, isn't it? Change the energy, change the reality. So as you do that, your Merkaba apparently changes shape because you need a different vehicle for different kind of situations or different levels of consciousness. That's a whole big exploration, which I guess I'm launching pretty soon because now I'm fascinated by it. I learned about it years ago, but I haven't actually studied it lately. Have you? Have you got something to share? Now, I do have the numbers here. Isn't that exciting?
Just a second.
I'm sure if you've turned on the radio, you're going to find that the numbers are sitting right in front of you. But anyway, people like it when I give them. All right, if you're in the States, if you're in the U.S., call in on 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And if you're one of my friends in Canada, 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And then the direct line, I guess that's from anywhere else in the world. Let's get some international calls going today. Come on, you guys. I love the ones from the U.S. as well, don't get me wrong, but it's fun when people call in from other countries. 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. So what we're talking about today is individuating, of course, having conscious radiance, and now we're also going back into talking about the family or family of origin. Why did you pick these people? What on earth were you thinking? Because you're kind of the oddball, aren't you? Or at least some of you are. Maybe most of you are. You're kind of the oddball in the family. You're the one that maybe doesn't fit in to the paradigm. Maybe the whole, you know, every now and then I meet people and the whole family is out there breaking out of the paradigm. So please don't be offended. I don't mean it that way. I saw a woman last week. I might have even told you this. I saw a young woman. She's only 22. And I saw her amazing light. And I could tell she was a bit distressed. And I knew she's going to be a healer. I could see it. She had this unfolding light inside that was moving like a, like a tumbling light that was growing. And I said, oh, are you having a hard day? Because she looked distressed as well. And she said, well, no, but with my family, it's kind of crazy. I'm really different and blah, blah, blah. And she just talked about all these different things that were going on that were hard and painful. And I just laughed because she looked lost. And I said, you know, you're a healer, and that's par for the course. That's kind of what the classroom looks like if you want to become a healer. We get these challenges when we're very young. And in those challenges, you learn how to discover what's really true. You learn how to fulfill and heal a lot of karmic things, or you try to learn that. Karmic things are just things that you're born with. So a lot of times people in your family are people that you've known, souls that you've known before, so you probably have a lot of issues together. So somebody might be really mad at somebody, you can never explain it, but it's karma. So when she was talking about it, I was chuckling. I was able to chuckle with her and make her appreciate the fact at only 22 that she is really learning a lot about who she really is, because she can't count on that place for comfort, safety, and balance. She has to keep pushing herself and finding out who she is, where she's going, and how to heal with people that that she might not be getting along with. It's kind of interesting. And why would we choose these people? Quite often what really looks like a difficult relationship with somebody in your family of origin is somebody that you love very intensely. It's really interesting because very often souls choose to come back together because they really love each other, but they'll set up a kind of a defiance, or they'll set up a real challenge between each other. And the challenge is very often, you know, something that keeps pushing at you so that you have to keep learning. For example, you end up like rebelling, running away, moving away from a situation which might kind of enshroud you or keep you from expressing yourself. So you push away and you go somewhere and you're not allowed back in. And the reason you're not allowed back in is because you have to keep refining who you really are. And if you go back in, you're not going to do that, are you? And very often the people that are aligned with you in a negative way are the people that you love the most or that love you the most. It's really weird about families. I know friendships are like that as well. So what we're going to talk about is how, let me see, I'm just looking at my notes here because I was talking with the guides about it. Yeah, that the family is very often functioning. We're talking about the Merkaba, we're talking about moving, shifting dimensions, we're talking about moving out of the conscription or the, what would we call it, the enforced fields of the collective. We're talking about moving out of that and individuating and using our light body and so on. And they're saying that very often what we're in family of origin is a three-dimensional harmonious vibration. But honestly, we have to break out of it. We all do. And why do we have to break out of it? Because things are turbulent, because the changes are being pushed. And you'll notice that the universal downloads hit some people before others, and all of a sudden everybody's concerned with self. Oh, I'm self-absorbed. Yeah, you bet you are, because if you don't know yourself, nobody's going to help you find it, and you can't count on convention anymore to hang your hat. And that's really important. So the guides are saying that in the third dimension there's a certain kind of calm and frequency, and you're going to try to break out of it using frequency. Frequency is a great way to do it. So that throws us back into our Merkaba. So call in, let's talk about what your family life is like. In the old way, also, we used to connect because we were really attached to each other. And one of the things we're learning, and of course Buddhism has really had an amazing impact on the whole world these days. Many religions have, but I think it's one that's had more of an evolutionary impact. And one of its major goals is a release of attachment, attachment to people, attachment to emotional reactions to people, and so on. And the guides are talking about how in the third dimensional attachment world, we're kind of affixed. We make our identity through our attachments, but that's breaking apart. So we're becoming more and more of who we are. And how do we do this? Well, let's do an exercise on it. I'm looking around to see who's listening and who needs a little bit of help here. Okay, so I see a woman right now who's, she's got a lot going on in the belly area, and I'll bet you she's probably getting a little bit older. I'm having a birthday this week. I'm getting a little bit older too, but on another level, I'm getting younger and freer. Oh, wow, what a reversal of things are going on for many of us out there. Anyway, this woman that I'm seeing is, she's getting a little older is what I'll say, and she has a lot of information in her belly. She's probably a little bit paunchy right now, and that paunch represents kind of a swollen area in which she's holding a terrific amount of past, subconscious, and karmic information, and it's making her legs very fragile. They show her legs as being kind of thinned out and a little bit skinny, and they show them being, you know, this is kind of metaphorical, how you see people holding their energy, but the way her legs look skinny and they look kind of discolored and her belly looks sort of full. And I would say that with all the deep emotional stuff that she has inhaled and the reasons that she came back to the planet this time and the kinds of karmic she's had to have and the stuff that she's dealt with, her mother is hanging around in her belly. Now you can say, what does that mean? So I jump over here and I look at her mother, and her mother is strict, looking away, sublimating her own oh, this is interesting. Here's what the guides are saying, is the mother sublimated her own feelings all the time, kept a really tight, rather cool rein. The mother's on the other side now. And she kept control of everybody, and no one was allowed to express feelings. But this one, this woman who I'm seeing out there listening to the show, bless your heart, thank you for stepping up to the bat here, this one absolutely sucked in and held her mother's feeling energy and held that of the siblings. I think there's a woman, a girl and a brother and a sister sibling, and a father who probably disappeared or certainly wasn't very present. And so it looks like the mother had to hold things together, but she didn't reveal any of her feelings. But here this woman is getting older, and this, I want to help you with this, and I want people at home to think about this, is if it's so, you want to call up in your body-mind all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mother. And when you do this right now, wrap yourself in light so we don't all take on each other's energy. Because this woman is all swollen around the karmic issues, all the leftover stuff. On the physical level, I think she should take a bulking agent for her intestinal tract to do some clearing here and get some body work done. But the thing that's bothering me is she's going to age with more and more deterioration of the belly area because she's suppressing the physical reality of a bunch of emotions that the rest of the family was suppressing, and she sucked them in. And that's what a lot of people do. And it's making her legs really thin and weak as she gets older because there's no support for that. I mean, she's taken something on, and the rest of them aren't saying, oh, thank you very much. They're saying, you're a little weird. And so I want to say to you, call in and exaggerate all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mother. Exaggerate. Everybody do it. You're not going to have the same imprint as my friend here, but you're going to have your own version. And I'm a mom, and I really would like my daughter to release me from her body-mind and not have it contort how she feels and thinks as she gets older. So it's okay if you have the best mom in town to still do some releasing techniques. So let's call up and exaggerate all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mom. Exaggerate it a little bit more. And for those of you, all of you, pay attention to where it is in your body. Because I want to talk about that in a minute. Pay attention to where it is in your body. And now let's ask for help from your guides and angels. And let's command total release of the mother energy now. Total release. And now bring in the spiraling platinum light. Yeah. And squish it through. Let's run it through the top of our heads like a big bottle washer. Spiraling platinum light, and have it swirl round and round and round in your head and round in your neck and your shoulders and your arms and your fingers till they tingle, and back up round and round in your chest, through your lungs, through your heart, round and round into your stomach, round and round into the belly. Especially you've got it in the belly, girl. You need to get rid of that. You'll feel so much better. Oh, goody, a caller. We'll get to you in 1 minute. And then squish it right down through your legs and your feet until it drops into the core of the earth. And it might just pop back up through your feet. Mine does. And flushes through your body and gives you a higher frequency energy. Good afternoon or good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Anne from Ontario.
Hi, Anne from Ontario. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. It's nice of you to call from another country. I asked for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking, you shall receive.
You got a question for me, darling?
Yeah. You were speaking a little bit earlier, how should I word this, about souls who come in who love each other but give each other challenges. But
yeah,
it's based on love.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, could you address souls soulmates or souls you've known, maybe you don't love each other. Maybe you come in, I don't know if this is possible. Is it possible where you still give each other challenges, but it's not necessarily based on love, just because of people you meet in this life who you do feel you've known, but you don't really get a sense that it was a love-based sort of history?
Oh, yes. I know those ones. So is that an experience you're having right now?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, really? Just let me turn this up a little bit. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit.
Okay. I'll sing. Ta-da! I think it always depends on our computer connection. Some are loud and some are soft, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is this an experiencing, you experiencing this right now or somebody you know?
Well, let's just say it's more than one person. It's sort of like a rapid-fire kind of barrage I'm getting. I do feel that there's some experience I'm supposed to be learning. Maybe it's just based on my familial experiences where my way of dealing with family is to run away from them and ignore them. So
and
when
that,
I run
and
away...
You know what? That doesn't work.
Pardon me?
That doesn't work.
It does not work. It absolutely does not work.
I know. It's worth a try, but it doesn't work. Because
and what I'm finding is that the farther I run, I just meet other people who are giving me the same exact challenges.
Exactly. That's why we do the energy stuff, you know? Because what you've got, how's your belly? Hey, let me just take a look at your energy. I think this is a good way to do it. That they're showing that you have a defensive technique inside, which is, this is energetic stuff. It's in your stomach and your belly, in those two places, and it's really in your liver. So you have a great deal of anger in there. Do you know that?
I don't feel it, though.
Okay, well, I've been like that, too, where somebody will say that, and I'll go, yeah, right, well, what do I do if I can't feel it? But what I see is an impact somehow when you were small, and you've got this kind of, here's the good news. Is your body is pushing you to release a whole bunch of energy which has kept you away from yourself. But what it's reflecting out into the world is something that's making other people mad. Not because you're doing anything wrong, but because they feel anger or they feel irritated or something, and they're impatient with you. And I want to say, it's just an energy inside of you. If you look at it a different way, you could say, the universe is pushing my butt to get me to release a deep doubt about myself. And it's like the more you see that kind of reaction coming up, if you call in and feel all the energy that you might be putting out there that attracted that from. There's a woman who just got mad at you, is there?
What was the last thing you said?
It looks like I see somebody who just got mad at you.
Well, yeah, there's a few people who are mad at me, and I'm not going out of my way to make people angry at me, although I just feel as though I'm just sticking up for myself as opposed to being taken advantage of, that's all.
But, honey, the reason people take advantage of us is very often because of a vibration in us. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is I see a woman who is giving you a very hard time. We're using her as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying to you to call it up in your body, say, okay, I'm a victim, she's giving me a hard time, I'm going to feel that in my body, mind, emotional self. Just exaggerate it and exaggerate it. Take, you know, somebody says, you're a pain in the neck, be a pain in the neck, exaggerate it, feel it, and then ask for help and command total release. Because I promise you this, is you're going to go through such a huge change over the next little while, nobody's going to bother you. You can get rid of that reaction by getting rid of what's held in your stomach, your belly. I see it in the liver, and I see it in the throat as well. Because you're very sweet and sensitive and expanding, but you've got to clear some stuff, that's all.
Yeah, I've been trying so hard to clear, and it's so hard to clear when it's not a tangible thing. I think, I feel like it's something invisible. I know it's there, but it's intangible.
But it is tangible if you use yourself as a like a camera or like a projector, okay? And you say, I'm attracting it. If you do that, it's painful because it seems like we're judging ourselves, but I don't mean it that way. I mean as an energy tool.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing this because of what I'm radiating. So I say to my guides, okay, you got to tell me where it is because I can't necessarily find it. And all of a sudden, you're going to find a shift. If you can call it up and feel it, whatever it is in your body, you're going to find a shift, and you'll know it works when the people around you change. You know? They're
yeah.
not going to change. They're going to function from a different frequency. So, you know, change the energy, change the reality. When you change your frequency by shifting a density, then people start acting differently, like you're in a different world. And you need to go home at some point and do some healing. I don't know who it's with, but somebody in your family.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know what? That doesn't work very well until you've dumped a whole bunch of stuff and gotten more in touch with yourself, and then it'll work really well for you.
Yeah, that's what I've been kind of holding off on.
Is your dad sick?
Pardon me?
Is somebody sick?
Is somebody sick?
In your family.
Well, not that I know of, but it's quite possible. I've been a little bit alienated from my family.
Well, there's somebody grieving about that and feeling sick. So we're just getting the feeling that for you to call up each of the family members, ask to feel what's in your body, and then ask for help from your guides and angels and command total release. And tell your angels, I got to be ready in case I have to go home. I don't want to carry the same stuff with me. Because somebody also needs a clearing, and you want to be ready and not, you know, you don't want it to be really difficult. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's your dad.
My dad actually has already passed.
Is there? Okay, well, I got this older figure.
Could it be an older brother?
Yeah, it could be. But there's a lot of sadness and grief and discomfort and emotion all around it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Uh-oh. So it would be really good for you to get ready by clearing, and because you'll have to go at some point.
Okay.
So you're doing some clearing, but I say to everybody at home, let's just do an exercise. We call up everybody in your family and ask them one at a time, of course, otherwise you get a whole lump. One at a time and ask where they are in your body, mind. Ask where the energy is. And then command total release. And then use the spiraling platinum light or the violet flame. Any of these things will really help you swish your body out. Because you're going to be required to go home. And my prayer for you, Anne, is that you'll go home and things will be really, maybe not easy, but there will be a receptivity. And you'll feel more centered in yourself and less kind of negated or... What is the feeling you used to get? Was it negated?
Yeah, I guess you might say I'm the one who's different in my family, and it's never been accepted by anybody, and so I just walked away from it all. I don't have any hard feelings towards anybody, but there seem to be a lot of hard feelings towards me.
Yeah, because we disrupt their world. You see, we make their world wrong. It seems like we're saying, I don't like your world. It almost is hard to explain, but I've seen it, because now I'm 100 years old, right? And I've seen it so much amongst so many people who are transformers. And I really understand how we really disrupt their world.
I never quite understood it. Like I said, I have absolutely no hard feelings. I have nothing negative to feel about anybody. It's just that they just do not accept me.
No, and they can't, because they can't. But there is a change coming up for you, you know. And I would say to you, and I tell everybody at home this as well, you can say, I have no hard feelings, but I have to say to you, we have an amazing style for storing our feelings in various parts of the body. And you got some hard feelings very carefully itemized and stashed away.
Mm.
And I would say belly and I think I already said this, but right now I'm getting lower belly and over by the liver sort of thing, and I'm going, call it up, say to your angels, you know, maybe Veronica's wrong, but I need to know now. I need to get some evidence here.
I don't believe you're ever wrong.
Sure, we can all be wrong, man. But I should probably say goodbye right now, but I love your call, and you're very courageous, but you also remind me and everybody at home that a lot of us are change agents, if you will, and we don't please people when we flash back at them, I want to live differently, you know, but we'll please them later.
Yeah.
You know, because you're loving and caring and you want to, so eventually there's a different kind of peace that comes up, isn't there?
Thank you, Veronica.
All right. Much love to you, my friend.
Same here.
Yeah, that's a real challenge, and families are meant for us to learn what we need to learn about ourselves, and it's true for them, too, but we're not talking about them today. We're talking about ourselves. We're being self-absorbed. Got to be self-absorbed enough to be selfless, self-absorbed enough to get the individuation process on its way, and then you can be selfless, can't you? You can radiate back some wisdom. You can lift people's feelings. You can do healing work with them. You can just laugh and play and have tea. So we have time for one more caller, and if not, I'm just going to talk a little bit more about thing about marriage. You going to call in or not? Okay, I'm going to start talking about marriage. How many of you are married? Raise your hand. I think some people are going, yeah, right, I'm never going to get married. Are you kidding? It's such a crazy world these days. Well, I want to tease you and say, you know, because I'm giving a couple of weddings soon, so I've been writing some notes and making some plans about what it is to celebrate marriage. And as souls who are in process right now, all of you are in process. If you marry somebody, if you get together with someone and you marry them in a state of being which has not touched the self yet, how on earth can you find, it's really a magical thing if you can marry someone and you're not yourself and both of you can work your way into self and stay together. But in this day and age, you know, we talked about it, that we're speeding up, we're changing really fast, we're evolving, we're moving into a higher consciousness self, we're being more self-realized. So if you're getting... Oh, goody, I have a caller, so I will just hold that little nugget, which is challenging. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
About marriage?
Yes.
Well, marriage, I think, is very challenging. And I'm going through separation, and I kind of am feeling like marriage really is not a good thing. Not a good thing, but just like I think people maybe get too involved with it, like the whole like getting the paper, piece of paper and stuff like that. I don't think we need to do that. I think that if you are mentally together, then that's marriage, and that's a good thing. But a lot of people, well, at least my situation wasn't that way.
Well, I appreciate that. What I would like to also add to that is that who are you and how much self have you found and discovered? Are you able to change and grow? And when you meet at that point, whether you're just committing or you're actually signing papers, I don't know if that matters for this discussion so much, but you can't entwine and you can't create a greater, you know, a greater entity, a combination of both beings if you're not self. Because you're going to have to change out of the, whatever you're presenting is going to have to change, isn't it?
Yeah.
See what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And when you were married, he held back on something you were trying to do. And I have to say to you, what's your name?
Beth.
What I have to say to you is that your nature was a little bit deceptive when you were married, meaning... It wasn't really who you were going to become. You know, we go through different identities all the time, but you had not tapped the resource of the real identity of self. And he didn't have much interest in that either. So I'm saying, well, you know, how can these days, you won't stick together unless you're getting into the self enough to really grow each other, if you see what I mean.
Right.
And so don't give up on marriage. It's not necessarily marriage. It's the state that you're in when you share. And I always say about the belly chakra, can't share what you don't have. If you don't have self in there, then you share all kinds of reactions that came from karma and past lives, all kinds of stuff, but you don't share self.
Right.
And I have to unfortunately go because we're getting ready for the next show. Blessings to you, Beth.
Thanks.
Thank you. So this has been Radiance by Design for this week, and I've loved the calls. We didn't have very many, but I enjoyed them a lot. And I love your feedback, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle.com, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle.com. If you'd like to give me some suggestions on what you'd like to talk about on Radiance by Design, or even who you'd like to hear about on Paradigm Shifters, or you just have ideas about your own personal journeying. Anyway, much love to you. At the top of the hour, we're meeting Liz Mitten Ryan, who's our paradigm shifter today. She's shifting paradigms by comprehending, understanding, and being one with the herd, being in with animals, so that the integrity of who she is able to blend with the consciousness of animals. It's going to be very interesting to talk to her, so tune in at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock. All right, many blessings.